Bluetooth mode.
Hello. Hello. Hey.
Aux in mode.
Calling planet Earth. Who's that? Who's that talking on the phone here?
Who?
Calling planet Earth.
Who?
Hey, I hope everybody's ready for the ETs. Because they're going to land on our world. This is not science fiction. This is reality. It's been talked about for years now. If you're not aware of the conversation going on, hey, you got to go visit the portal where the detailed info of all this is. That's right. Go to the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com. And get yourself an education by finding out that this has been talked about since 2012. They've been planning this. For that 13 years, they've been working on getting ready to land first contact. That's right. And it's going to be something to look forward to. And before they land, we're going to have the event. You can find that about the event, too, on at the portal. And while we're talking about the portal, and they have the announcements of the meditations, global meditation, there's something very, very important happening like Amman in Eastern Daylight Time. So roughly 12:56 p.m., it's almost 1 p.m., Eastern Daylight Time, there's going to be a full moon over Tibet. And we could probably see it also up in the day sky. Yeah, you know, you can see the moon up in the daylight. How many people know that? I don't know. You should have taught that in school. But anyhow, this coming Monday, 12:56 p.m., that's almost 1 p.m., Monday afternoon, please participate in this by meditating. Because over in Tibet, ascended beings, ascended masters maybe too, I don't have the playlist of who's going to perform there. But these advanced beings are going to come show up in Tibet with their light bodies. Bodies made out of light, no flesh and blood, light. And they are going to be meditating and on healing the planet and getting it ready for being brought back into the rest of the universe. You know, this is the prison planet we've been on. And we're finally breaking out. There's finally light at the end of the tunnel. It could happen in a couple of months. It should happen in a couple of months. How can I make this prediction? Because I've been following this for over 7 years. But it's definitely going to happen. But before that will be the event, or that whoosh of energy that's going to turn humans into a metamorphosis of a silicon-based body, diamond-like, silicon-based humanoid body, a flawless body that doesn't get old. And of course, right after that event happens, right after that, we're going to hear the message. They're going to take control. The good extraterrestrials, you know, sometimes referred to as the Guardian Alliance, the Galactic Federation, or the Galactic Confederation. What's the difference? Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you can tell me the exact difference, call in and tell us. We'll like to know, because it's the fine line has not been drawn. Like, you know, are they the same, one and the same, or are they an alternative reality alongside another alternative reality. Galactic Federation versus Galactic Confederation. They're both claiming to be here, coming with their spacecraft, representing hundreds of benevolent, friendly beings from other worlds who are concerned about freeing humanity from the over-control that we have been subjected to for thousands upon thousands of years, if not hundreds of thousands of years. The details, you know, how many years it exactly was, well, we'll figure that out when they land. And they give us full disclosure of everything that has been kept from us. But anyhow, let's just flip back to the present time. Today is, in New York here, it's 7 minutes after nine or something like that, 5 minutes after nine, Eastern Daylight Time. So if you're in my time zone, it'll be Monday at 12:56 p.m., a couple minutes before 1 p.m., Monday afternoon. And you want to participate in this meditation. You want to put your thoughts out there and contact telepathically these ascended masters and other ascended beings that are going to be participating in their conclave. A conclave, you know, if you didn't know what the word conclave meant, it's a word we don't use that often. A conclave is a private or a secret meeting. Yeah, they're having their conclave in the Wisak Valley of Tibet and under the full moon. And many good things are going to happen there. This is an event that happens once every century. It's called the once every century conclave. Again, a conclave is a private, secret meeting. That's right. Regular people will not be invited to this personally, but we can telepathically connect with it because all humans have telepathic abilities, even though you've been told it's not like that. You've been lied to. And unlike the conclave that the went into action to elect the new pope, which is, the pope is a fake authority, and the Vatican is so corrupt beyond belief, they are in league with the devil. Seriously. There's a, you know, the Catholic Church organization, there's a lot of people that have been duped, and a lot of people that try to do good, a lot of good practitioners. But the pope, no. He is of the Jesuits. He's not a good guy, no matter what, how he makes himself look or whatever he does. You know, he has authority over a real secret evil organization known as the Catholic Church, the Vatican, the Cardinals. These are not nice people. Take notice of how many of them are wearing beanie caps with the little antennas sticking out of them. I say it's a kill switch. When they get up that high on the ladder, if they get out of line, somebody who has his finger on the button zaps them, and they'll get a heart attack or something like that. You don't think it happens like that? Boy, you're living in dream world. Well, anyhow, WESAK, Planetary Activation, is happening under the full moon over there in Tibet. And it's approximately one day, 16 hours away. At that moment, a strong pulse of emerald ray light, you know, green emerald ray, a light will emanate from the cosmic central sun. It will travel through the M87 galaxy and through the whole Milky Way, galaxy. That's our galaxy. And through a stargate of the Orion constellation and into our solar system, heading straight to Earth. When it gets to Earth, this emerald ray will activate the hidden Holy Grail Maldivite chalice. Yes, it's real. The Holy Grail chalice is real. It's been hidden all these years up in the Himalayas here, which in turn will activate 144,000 light bodies of the Anuttara star family. There's that number again, 144,000. Here's another place it fits in. And Anuttara star family, that's spelled A-N-U, like Anu, leader of the 12th planet, Nibiru, and Tara, T-A-R-A, another name for Earth, and the word is combining the two, Anu, Tara, star family. Now, we could speculate a lot on that, but apparently this is a good group of beings. All this happening will allow for very advanced healing energies of Archangel Metatron to hold humanity, to help humanity in many ways. Meditation guides can be found on the portal. Again, 2012portal.blogspot.com. Please make an effort to participate. And maybe you'll make a personal connection telepathically with these ascended masters who will be performing a ceremony there in Tibet, all about bringing good healing energies into our world and dissipate the darkness, something that needs to be done. Oh, my Lord. And things need to be done. We still have a lot of darkness to be cleared. A lot has been cleared. All the hard work has been done by the our galactic brothers and sisters. Now, like I said, hey, this is called a radio show. If you got something to add to the big picture here of what's going on, or if you're at that WESAC convention, that's probably starting right now in Japan, Kyoto, Japan, I believe. Hey, call in, you know. Toll-free number is 888-627-6008. And share with us your knowledge. And talk about dark side. Lately, you know, I engage in watching free TV because there are a few good things on free TV, educational things. And but there's too much violence. Too many of the new movies coming out, they're overly violent. You know, it affects people, believe it or not. When you see thousands upon thousands of people being heartlessly killed in battle after battle after battle, something that you wouldn't experience in a normal life, but you have the TV sending you one violent program after another. And the United States has been subjected to violence, gun killings. And you wonder why people go out there and use guns and commit crimes. Well, we've bred decades of the population to learn about how to do this and how to might is right in all this crap. And the new movies are hard. And they too much talking and showing about people being tortured and people being ruthlessly treated. This is not good for humanity. We want a world of peace. We can't be showing these type of movies on a regular basis. It's oversaturated. And talk about darkness. There's, you know, like I said, I look for educational shows. And there are some good educational shows on free TV and in the Big Apple here, where I live, we have about, you know, 75, 80 or more free TV stations, which gives us a lot of clicking around to do when we want to, and a lot of variety. So there was this, I don't know how many people are familiar with Montauk, Long Island, and the so-called secret government base underground there that finalized the Philadelphia experiment, so to speak, when the boat disappeared in 1943 in Philadelphia. They somehow figured out they could bring the boat back and any survivors in 1983, 40-year time gap, out on Long Island. So the time travel, I said it on a show, I don't know, a number of years ago. I actually met one of the guys who was lecturing about, I don't know, 15 miles outside of New York City, outside of Manhattan, and he told his whole life story about how he was taken. Government people showed up at the house, talked to his parents, and they said, "Hey, kid, how'd you like to meet some aliens? How'd you like to see flying saucers?" Of course, if you're 10 years old, "Wow, that sounds great." And they obviously won the kid over at that point and explained to him why they're coming to him, because he had a good IQ test. You know, that's what the IQ tests are all about. So the government can go around and pick the most highly active minds so they can train them for their special secret projects. And this guy was one with another guy who had to put their minds together to bring these guys back into time outside of, they slipped into another dimension for 40 years. But it was only the people who survived on the boat were only, it was only a short amount of time for them. And 40 years had gone by on the planet here. When they were brought back, they were only one day older than when they... the events started going haywire on the in the Philadelphia harbor, and the boat completely disappeared along with everyone on it. So anyhow, there's this in search of evidence for the Montauk underground base. They got a big antenna still out there on the end of Long Island, but the whole place is all treed over. They call it Hero Park now. And that's what this little documentary movie somebody put together, I think, back in 2015. They had a short interview with the guy, Al, what's his name, Vidnik, the verdict or whatever, if you're familiar with the Montauk Project. He was one of the guys that jumped ship. And apparently he's the last one alive. And back in 2015, they got him to talk for a couple of minutes. He didn't look like he was in good shape, but he said a few things. But the people who are doing this investigation, I mean, get an ex-CIA guy, a journalist for all the fake news newspapers, you know, an annoying journalist, and this guy who put the project together, I forget what his expertise was, military person maybe, but what a whitewash it was, you know. They're going there, they get a permit to look around on the from the park officials to look around, but they couldn't go to any of the areas that where they wanted to go. to try to get their way underground and all that stuff, you know? So the whole thing was riddled. They keep, like, you know, they have so much footage only, and they keep showing the horror scenes. They talk about the Montauk boys and young men being kidnapped and brought down underground and tortured. And they kept showing these torturous scenes. That's bad for people to be looking at. That, sure, a lot of horrible things might have been done to people there, but and they connected it with the Operation Paperclip, which took all the Nazi criminals and gave them fake names and set them up working on questionable experiments on people, using people as guinea pigs down at Montauk there and MK Ultra. So they made all those connections. But when it came to talking about, you know, they're playing devil's advocate. Yeah, we heard about 9 underground layers and all connected pathways and secret labs and stuff like that. But they're playing devil's advocate. We don't, can't find any actual evidence. And so the thing I say, it was whitewash. You know, the government pretending. No doubt the government funded this damn thing. One guy is from the CIA. They got a reporter from a fake news newspapers, you know, and somebody else. And they pretend to be looking for things. And they found somebody who lived in the neighborhood there that had some footage with him and his teenage friends used to sneak in there right after they closed the place up. And they found their way into a cellar, maybe one floor below ground, and that was it. They didn't get any deeper than that. And he took some footage, and it was kind of interesting, but it showed you nothing. And they had no real evidence. Then they bring out the equipment where ground radar and stuff like that. But all they did was they bring the guys out there that were doing or pretending to do their tests. And then when they're done with that, they didn't have no finality. You know, they didn't wait for the results to see what they found, which says they weren't going to tell us what they found, you know? I mean, with the new stuff they have out now and the stuff they did on the pyramids on the Giza Plateau, they could send a satellite over there and find out what's really underground here. But this was a fake thing that the government puts out, you know? To try to make believe they're telling you something, and in the end, you end up telling you squat. And I was really annoyed by the fact they keep going back to these torture scenes. You know, as if we don't have enough bad things running around on the news every day. Keep emphasizing this. You know, why do we don't want to. You know, it's wrong for people to want to see people being tortured. And they had to keep looking at those scenes, and they kept bringing them up. You know, each scene they brought up at least 10 to 15 times. How many times do we have to see the one scene, you know? And that was part of the makeup of this thing. You know, and I found it really annoying. It didn't tell anybody anything. We just try to build up your suspense, you know. We've heard the rumors this. Possible time travel, stuff like that. Now, what I found out when I went to this lecture back in 1995, 15 miles out of Manhattan, this was a guy who actually worked on the project. And his info was really important and down to the precise of what was going on, what was done there. He had plenty of recollection of working with aliens, wearing white smocks. Some of them were reptilian, and he said he was hysterical, the tail sticking out the back of the reptilian wearing a white smock walking down the hallway. So that means they were working with negative ET races at the facility. And the this thing on the TV, they said they closed the base in 1981. Friggin' lie, because this guy is talking about how they were working in the base, at least up until 1983, when they brought the guys back from the Philadelphia experiment. And successful time travel. Not to mention this guy in his lecture gave the best explanation of how time actually works and how you can go from forward or backward in the machines they have. And the only thing was interesting, this is back in 1985, he mentioned that there was a gate somewhere around 2011, 2012, that was a gate someone had set in place that they couldn't go any further into the future than that. Whether they did or not, but anyhow, that was an interesting part. But this guy in his lecture, he had revealed 100 times more things than these jerks with the cameras trying to pretend they're going to give us something and they give you a squat. You know, they give you pictures of what the above ground looks like. They keep going looking at the big antenna that's not used anymore on the tall building at the end of Long Island there. So I just had to say that because it's just more proof about how the government has no intention. I mean, they talked to somebody who had worked at one of the underground places. They had to go upstate to find him. The guy was old, like probably dead now. And he told them they were trying to see if they can get some good information of the guy as some real proof of something. And he said, the government is never going to tell you. That was probably the best part of the whole fake documentary. The guy says, the government does not want people to have time travel technology. And I'm not going to build the time. They tried to con him. Well, you've got engineers, really. Why don't you try to build the time machine? He goes, no. I don't want to end up 6 feet under because they're not going to allow it. And we know that's the way it works. Of course, all these things are going to be available to us once the friendly Galactic Confederation people land on planet Earth and give us full disclosure of all this crap. But that's, you know, along, what else did they do? They went back to the Roswell thing again, another show, you know, and they're telling you nothing that hasn't been told before. Absolutely nothing. You know, the same nonsense, the people that the military showed up and they threatened everybody, don't say anything, and kept everybody quiet for 20, 30 years, at least. But that's all out of the bag now, you know, and they've done science fiction stories on that many times, just like they've done science fiction stories on the Philadelphia experiment. What's interesting, the stupid thing in search of evidence and Montauk, they didn't even bother to mention the connection with the Philadelphia experiment. It shows you, like, they weren't even throwing you bones, you know? And this is what, how they're still continuing to dupe the masses. And what else is going on with duping the masses? Well, the commercials are just getting, how many more imaginary vaccines can we come up with? You know, a vaccine for pimples, a vaccine for whatever, and a vaccine for hay fever. You name it. They want to just keep giving people vaccines. And, of course, they're still wrongfully doing this to babies in hospitals. Now, can I say it? I'm saying it, but these are all serious things going on, you know? And they're getting away with it. They're still conning people, tricking people to doing stupid things. You know, and over in England, the 15-minute cities. They wanted people to voluntarily lock themselves in the city. And if you drive you can't drive out of the city except one day a week or something for 1 hour or something like that. And then you have to ask permission or something to do that. And they want to know every little move you're making. Well, they've got all those other devices working on us already. You know, the people that work with AI, they are finding ways to put ingredients in food, put nanotechs in food. Yes, of course, they can put them in the vaccines. And nanotech, really, very, very small, can go past the brain, blood-brain barrier and get into your brain and start setting up an antenna in there so they can send you messages when they want the population to jump. They want everyone saying, how high? And they want to do that with AI technology. That's a great use for AI technology. And these things are all going on simultaneously. And they've got all kinds of vision techniques to gain control of your mind. You know, the joke is your washing machine is listening to you. Hey, don't laugh at it. You can easily put a listening device in every washing machine out there. You buy it, you're going to check for a listening device when you buy a washing machine? Hell no, you're just going to look and see how it works. So they can eavesdrop on every conversation. It's just like the baby warning things. People were putting them in their cribs, and some out there had the devices where they could listen into the baby's room and find out what was going on to decide whether they're going to kidnap your child or anything else that might be beneficial that they can take advantage of. And, of course, they can turn on your, you know, the camera on your laptop, you know. You need to put a piece of tape over that that camera there because they can remotely turn that on, you know. And there's so many groups copying each other. Oh, my God. Like I'm on Twitter. Actually, if you want knowledge, you should follow me on Twitter. You know? I'm not going to get any benefit out of it, but you, the listener, the truth seeker could get a lot of important info by following me on Twitter because of the people I follow and I retweet when people put good things out there. You know, occasionally I have my opinion if it's in line with what's being said and I can agree with it, but mostly I just retweet good things that other people are saying. And we're talking about investigations and uncovering crooked scams, you know, all the inside information of what they found underneath the Vatican and all kinds of things like that, how they're new ways they're trying to poison the food, trying to slip bad things into food supplies. And for instance, like, you know, you go to the supermarket, you got that in the vegetable section, and you see the vegetables are being sprayed with a mist. Well, that's a toxic mist that's spraying on that. It's chlorinated compound, chemical compound. It's very toxic. So even if you're buying organic produce, you really got to wash it up good because you got a chlorine-based chemical sprayed all over it. Might have been grown organically, but they're poisoning it at the supermarket for you. And you've got to be careful, let me tell you. Too many pharmaceutical commercials on the free TV and wherever they can put them in movies. You know, you watch stuff on YouTube, they try to inject them there, you know. Vaccines for, let's not up their nose, let's get a vaccine for that. You name it, they've got a vaccine for everything, you know. And I'll defy anyone to argue with me, or debate it, rather. about how good vaccines are. Even if you had data results saying your vaccine was good for something, the logic of putting poisons into a body to get a reaction, of course your body's going to react to poisons. And then you try to manipulate the fact, yeah, we got a reaction. Well, of course, everybody, the human body is going to react to the poisons when you put in it. And then you try to shuffle the data deck around and say, oh, this vaccine has been proven. Well, when you take it into account, the belief factor, the power of the human mind, the placebo effect, any success that a quack doctor has had with vaccines is all due to people simply believing it would work, and things worked out for that reason. It had nothing to do with the vaccine. Actually, the vaccine was making the person sicker. You know, immune systems don't need to be jogged like that. And there is no logic to it. And if you knew anything about, really about human health, you know that a human body is five different things that make up a human. The physical structure of the human is just one aspect of the five. And the other ones are all frequency related and spirit related. So these are things that definitely can't go into a vaccine. Vaccine, you're only addressing the physical behavior. And in most cases, you're actually making the person sicker. And then you manipulate the data and try to make it like you're doing good for the person. And anything, it weakens the person. So that's the vaccine story. And as far as I'm concerned, it's dead on arrival. And these people who have been perpetrating these horrors on humanity, they need to be prosecuted. Well, there's going to be deciphering of who is vibrating in low frequency and who is vibrating in a low, hostile, anger, revenge-type frequency. And that will determine where you're going after the event. If you can't allow yourself to be upgraded to a loving soul where you remove all hate from your body, remove all vengeance, all judgment, and, you know, gee, all these bad things, jealousy, and all the bad things, if you can't remove them from your body, don't think you're going to be invited to heaven and on earth, where earth will no longer have violence. Your kind will not be allowed to live amongst good people anymore. It's all coming down to a judgment day, yeah. And the judgment is going to be done by the frequency you're vibrating. If you don't have it in your heart to be loving, caring, kind, considerate, sharing, and all those good things, you're not going to be vibrating a high vibrational signature, which you're going to need to move into the new reality, the so-called fifth dimension, the silicon body, diamond-like body. You know? If you're hanging on to those dark attitudes, you're not going to be able to move into the fifth dimension. You'll be removed from this planet and set somewhere else where you can continue with your anger and hate and killing and violence and all kinds of despicable things. And those of you who are really evil, you will be, it'll be execution day for you. That's it. Tossed into the central sun. That's how the galactic people get rid of the real trash. Toss you into the sun, about you burns up, and that's the end of your soul, too. That's a final death for you real evil people. and we know who some of them are. We know there's a special place in the cosmic central sun just waiting for people like Bill Gates and all the other scum on the earth that don't understand what it is to be in service to fellow human beings. So all this is coming in the near future. And meanwhile, we have the funny farm continues, you know. Again, you people should follow me on Twitter. You'll find out a lot about, a lot of good things get revealed on Twitter. They may not be the ones that get the most attention, but if you're out there looking for these things, AI machines will help you. If you're looking for people revealing truth about real conspiracies, AI will help you find those people and put them in your timeline. So AI is in service to people on Twitter, to a point. And that it's good to know that AI can be used in a good way there. Of course, Twitter has, still has all its problems that it had before the Muskie one took over. You know, Musk actually blocked me. I never said anything really that personal to him, but somehow the machines told him that I didn't approve of how he was running Twitter. And I tried to reply to something he said out there one day, and I'm shocked. I'm blocked by Musk? Guy doesn't even know me, you know? But his machines, I guess, are programmed to defend him. Anybody that said anything against the Musky ones running of Twitter, they automatically get blocked. Well, whoop-de-doo. No big heartache there. But, there were things going on still. It's a three-ring circus out there with the politics, and relating to that, again, follow me on Twitter, Tom Edison, that's my hashtag, Tom Edison Prez, T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-M-P-R-E-Z, and see all the things I retweeted, and one of the things I retweeted was this guy coming out about all the horrors of Ukraine, known for like a dozen different bad things, you know, chemical warfare experimentation, clones, money laundering, you name it, racketeering, at least 12 different things. So go look for it and check it out. You'll get an idea of how big Ukraine is. Why would anybody want to help them? Really? I'm sure the majority of the people are good people, like in most countries. But the government, corrupt beyond belief, you know? If you had to pick corrupt people in government, well, my picks would be, the first two would be Netanyahu with his Gaza war, making the people suffer, and the Ukraine guy. Con artists, bullshit artists, sucking money out of everyone to continue an ongoing war. And these people serve. They serve the evil New World Order. You know, there's probably a good New World Order out there now. But there's the evil one still out there. And they're going to be diehards to the last moment until the respectable galactic brothers and sisters land on our planet right after the event. That energy event, and round them up and take them right out to the central sun and dispose of them. You know, they've proved how evil they are. They, you know, and there won't need to be a case or a trial. They'll just be taken away. It's quite obvious. And you can find out about how those things are done if you go to the portal. 2012portal.blogspot.com. So the battles are still going on the street with the politicians. It's almost like a professional wrestling pay-per-view cage match. Trump versus the judges. Yeah. And it's an ongoing match, and it continues day after day. And then there's the another sitcom playing out there, the Tariff Wars, you know? And it's all speculation. And then you got the stock market crisis. They don't know what to do. They're scratching their heads. Is Trump going here? Is he going there? Where do we put our money? And then there's some interesting stuff coming out. Somebody has given credit to Trump, or is Trump taking credit for what he knows the Galactic Confederation is going to do? Now, the Galactic Confederation started talking about the $70 trillion they had already gathered, $70 trillion of trust fund money that they want to give back to the population. They were talking about this 6-7 years ago, maybe even before that. That's about as long as I've been following, about 7 years. So now Trump is talking about $152 trillion in trust money that started back in the 1800s, and nobody has touched it, and he wants to give that back to the people. Well, that would be grand if he did that, but don't just talk about it, do it, man. What's the point of talking about that? Yeah, I want to give $152 trillion back to the people. What good is it just talking about it? Do it, man. Come on. You're the president. Write that executive order. You know? Just like, well, what are you waiting for with the chemtrails? You know? Where's the executive order for that? And so this is the ongoing stuff. You know, it's tit for tat. And I noticed that, Trump taught us all that regular news is fake news, and they sure are. And they're so over control. Apparently, with the upcoming elections, no mayors of any town are running as Republicans. Nobody's running for mayor of towns for the Republican Party, or they don't get mentioned, whatever. Everybody is a Democrat, and the Democrats are battling it out. Like, I'm the best Democrat, you know? Not that other crooked so-and-so. And then the same thing. Governors of states, apparently only Democrats are running for governors. No mention of Republicans. So that's the kind of nonsense that's going on, you know? There's a group of diehard Democrats that just follow the party line, and the party line is anti-Trump. Doesn't matter what he does, it's just anti-Trump, which is ridiculous. And Trump, I think, is trying to make himself look good by copying what... I mean, there's so many testimonies out there that he's met with the ETs back when his last presidential thing, you know? And if you go on the portal, they admit themselves they're not sure where Trump is. They say he's not a white hat, he's not a black hat, he's kind of like gray. They don't know where he's going to pledge his allegiance to, but it looks like he's copying their game plan for humanity. I mean, that's the whole purpose of their game plan of being here and taking out all the bad guys to give us the justice and freedom we deserve as human beings, you know? And they've been telling us little bits of disclosure as they go along. And so are the starseeds that are on Twitter, too. And there's all kinds of good information to make us feel good about ourselves. There's the understanding and explanation as to humanity, those of us who are incarnated on the planet now are all an angelic human type archetype. And our higher selves are up in the higher dimensions, you know, at the 12th, or maybe even lowered a little at the 9th or whatever. But truly humans have 12 chakras in their bodies. And now, 7 inside the body and 5 out. And of course, there's that nasty group, the 12th planet, Anu, and his barbaric Nibiruans, Anunnaki. You know, they came here hundreds of thousands of years ago, and something like 300,000 years ago, they shut off 10 of our active DNA strands. So most of us are operating on only 2. You know, some of us are working on ourselves. Maybe we can get a third or fourth one up. And the fourth chakra inside the body is the heart chakra. That's where your soul actually resides, in your heart chakra. That's where your connection to the real God is. You know? That's why people tell you, look into yourself. You want to connect with the real God? The real God is in you. I've explained it before, the fifth apocalypse revelation explains that every human is the personality of every human is different. Men are not created equal. That's false propaganda we heard from the damn government, and we all felt what sounded good, right? No two humans are alike. God does not create clone copy humans. He creates originals. Every person, every human is given a personality personally by God himself, the original source of all that is. Personally known as the Heavenly Father, gives everyone a unique personality. And also goes along for the ride when you're here on Earth. He's always within a connective link to you. He wants you to, you know, the real God wants you to use your free will. That's one of the attributes of humanity. We were given free will, and he wants you to use it. The negative ETs from other parts of the galaxy, the bad neighborhoods, they all eventually found out about Earth, and they came here to control us and trick us into believing into their false God religions. You know? If you have a understanding, if you read the book, The 12th Planet, and then you go read the Bible, you'll quickly see that the original gods of the Jewish people were not the real gods. They were still obeying the false gods. Yeah, how about that? And other religions are all tainted with the false god interventions, too. All of them. And everybody's been infiltrated by the dark sides. That's what they do to gain control. And then they had the frequency in the last 100 years or so. They've been turning the frequencies against us. You know, 1930s or something, they changed the frequency of an A note on the musical scale to be 440, and all instruments were to be tuned to that as an A note at 440 hertz per second, when the real frequency that's in sync with the universe is 432 hertz. That number is in sync with all the planets, the orbits, the stars, the sun, you name it. So even every little dirty trick they pulled to get us out of sync with what we should be. And things are coming back to where they should be, and I hope it happens soon. So, like I said, this is an educational show. This is Connect the Dots, an educational radio show. It's call and radio show, too, if you have something important to say. You have a phone. You're not shy about talking live. This is live. You know? So if you make a mistake, well, you made a mistake. All the shows are archived. And so you think I got, you know, over 7 years of shows there. And every week I say important information out there. I also try to remind people, you know, if you're listening to this show, you cannot say that you didn't learn something. And then in gratitude for that, gratitude is an important thing to show, subscribe to my show. You know, you waste $2.99 is the lowest subscription. It's, you know, $5.99, $9.99. Come on, you waste that every day of your life. You go out there and waste that amount of money. Why not put it to some good cause and help me, you know, cover my expenses? You know, when you do a free radio show like this on internet radio, I'm not getting paid to do this. I have to live below the poverty level. The little money I have goes into putting the show together. You know? The engineers have to get paid. The radio station has to get paid. And, hey, this is Radio Free America. So listen, PBS Internet Radio, the greatest network out there. I call it Radio Free America. Go to your computer, PBS Radio. I'm on station one. Scroll down to Saturday, 8 p.m. Central Time, Central Daylight Time, and you'll have the name of the show, Connect the Dots. Me, the host, Tom Edison, click on either one of them and scroll down, and you will get to the subscribe buttons. So, do what's right and support my show, you know? The things you learn here are much more important than any PBS show that's out there on the big TV stations. And they're asking for big donations. But have a heart and be responsive. We're getting to the end of the show now. And, hey, DETs are going to land maybe only a couple months away. You know, I'm counting on it. If it doesn't, boy, I'm going to be pissed. It doesn't happen, but I believe it will because it's moving in that direction. So we're coming to the end of the show and there's a big countdown followed by what I call one of the most classic lead guitar solos of all time. On my song, Are You the Party in Time? Are You? Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Listen to the words. You know, it could be your anthem too, but we all want to be somebody. Okay, Mr. Engineer, it's time to take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Just a statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. leave. Get it cleaner to the